think of the cello, we might think of a brown, roundly shaped classical instrument larger than a violin, but not quite as large as a bass. It's capable of playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, Ludwig van Beethoven, or even recent composers such as George Gershwin and Leonard Bernstein. However, new Chicago artist in residence and cellist, Seth Parker Woods, is pushing the traditional boundaries of classical music with his contemporary interpretation. Here he is playing a work commissioned for himself in 2015 called A Single Word Is Not Enough 3 in Varian by Pierre-Alexandre Tremblay. Dr. Woods is currently engaged in a Sound Sights concert series held by UChicago Presents, where he is debuting various works from his newest solo show, Difficult Grace. He has performed his program twice already, once on February 26th and again on May 7th.
Difficult Grace is a line that comes from a poem titled Primitives by the late African-American poet and publisher Dudley Randall. Dudley Randall founded the Broadside Press in the early 50s-60s as a way of creating a platform for African-American poets and authors to be published.
The show is paired with and highlights the Great Migration, specifically artist Jacob Lawrence's famous migration series from the 1940s, as well as archived writing from the historic newspaper, The Chicago Defender.
Well, it's quite important because we're still dealing with movement. We're still dealing with immigration, migration, those seeking out refuge, those seeking out new ways of life, safer ways of life.
Each one of the four pieces that are on the program has a unique backstory and a purposeful message. The first is called Difficult Grace, composed by Frederick Glifford in 2019 for speaking cello and electronics.
And then there's a series of five more vocal strands, you could say, and vocal parts in which I'm also speaking that are kind of being layered in at different moments in time that kind of get phased in and out throughout the performance.
Another interesting piece from the program is a contemporary work from 2014 called Winter Tendrils by Monty Atkins. The piece was written especially for Dr. Woods, and the two based it off of the idea of runner's high, the elevated feeling that runners get when they get into their zone on a run. In 2020, the two reworked the piece to fit with a film that Dr. Woods created as well.
So it's this idea, this long thing, but there's a sense of memory, this idea of memory that keeps getting kind of recalled over and over throughout the work. And you get like strands of it here and there, and it's very cinematic, and there's a whole, this beautiful film.
Dr. Woods became interested in contemporary music as a teenager. He grew up studying the Western canon of classical music, music we know well today like that of Bach or Mozart. However, after observing his teacher at the time, who was an advocate for both older composers but also those still living, Dr. Woods gained an appreciation for contemporary composers' abilities to tell powerful stories. He's made it his mission to be the one to facilitate those stories that have never been seen before live on stage. Along his journey, he's met various arts leaders, composers, and collaborators alike, who have pushed him to become an even greater communicator through his instrument. Dr. Woods hopes his concert series music will inspire people to maintain an open mind and heart for everything that goes around us. Often, it can be easy to become isolated in our own worlds, but Dr. Woods believes music can share stories that cannot be shared in any other way.
I'm not inventing the wheel. I'm just trying to bring a new lens to the environment, I should say, or just kind of to the landscape. That's probably better. Just bring a new lens to the landscape and tell into a new stories, different stories that aren't already there.
This is William Tan reporting for the U High Midway.